Welcome to your five for the day. Recently over Sunday lunch, my grown-up daughter reminded me of a story I used to tell the children in Sunday school when she was little. Now that really did make me feel old. So here is that very same story for you today. A young mother laid her baby girl to sleep in her cradle. "I'll just go to the neighbour's for a minute to visit," she thought to herself. "I haven't had time to chat to her for such a long time." But while she and the neighbour were talking, the sound of a fire brigade sent a chill through them both. "Don't worry," said the neighbour, "most likely it's only a grass fire. There are lots of them at this time of year. I'm sure the fire isn't anywhere near here." "But listen," said the mother, "I think I hear the fire engine coming this way. Look, people are running down the street, running toward my house." Without another word, she dashed into the street and ran with the gathering crowd. Then she saw it. Her own house was on fire. Smoke and flames were already pouring through the roof. "My baby!" she cried frantically. "My baby!" The crowd was thick around the house, but she pushed and shoved until she reached the door. A fireman stopped her and said, "You can't go in there. You'll be burned." But the mother cried, "Let me go, let me go." And as she broke free and dashed into the flaming smoke, she knew just where to go. Running through the smoke and flames, she seized her precious baby, then turned to make her way out. But by now the smoke made it very hard to see and breathe. Nearly overcome, she swayed and fell and would not have made it out of the house safely if a fireman had not picked her up and carried her out. What a cheer went up as they appeared. Miraculously, the baby was spared severe burns, but the mother's hands were grievously burned. Kind friends took care of the baby while the ambulance took her to the hospital. This all happened long before skin grafts were a common medical procedure. After weeks in bandages, her hands were finally unwrapped, exposing the deep and hideous scars that told the story of a mother's love for her child. The doctors did their best, but her hands were terribly scarred, causing her to wear gloves for the rest of her life to hide the ugly sight. Years later, when her daughter had grown, she asked her mother when they were alone why she always wore gloves. Tears filled her mother's eyes as she remembered how frightened she was the day the house burned with her baby asleep and unaware of the danger. "I said something wrong?" her daughter asked when she saw the tears. "No, my dear," replied her mother, "but there's a story I need to tell you." Then she told her the story of the fire. Removing the white gloves, she held out her scarred hands for her daughter to see. Now it was her daughter's turn to shed a few tears. "Oh, mother," she cried, "you must love me so much. These are the most beautiful hands in all the world." And beginning to kiss them over and over again, the girl kept repeating, "These scars were for me. These scars were for me." As you've listened to me today retell this story after so many years, have you shed a tear? Do you know there are hands that were hurt for you? The hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Soldiers drove great nails through his hands and hung him on a cross to die so we could have everlasting life. Today the marks made by those nails show us for sure how much Jesus loves us. Have you grasped the nail-scarred hands of the Lord Jesus and cried out, "These scars were for me. These scars were for me"? Can you say today, "Wounded for me, wounded for me. There on the cross he was wounded for me. Gone my transgressions and now I am free. All because Jesus was wounded for me."